It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton. Thank you very much for joining me for this week's Outdoor Show. We've got about 15 minutes of informative talk for you today. You know, I want to tell you about an outdoor show that's coming up in Fort Worth, the Outdoor Expo, June the 14th and 15th. It will be there at Will Rogers Memorial Hall, and it's going to be a great show. All kind of hunting and fishing booths set up there. It's produced by GGA Productions, but mark that on your calendar. Outdoor Expo June the 14th and 15th there at Will Rogers Memorial Hall. I'm going to be there, and if you have a chance, come by and see me. We'll have a catfish radio booth set up and have a bunch of my old buddies, a lot of them that you've heard here on our show, and they'll all be ready to talk hunting and fishing with you for sure. Folks, you know, right now there's a lot of crops being planted, a lot of corn, wheat. Wheat is about ready in a lot of places to harvest here in another few weeks. But wild hogs, feral hogs, are hitting cornfields right and left. Watermelons, when they start making, hogs love to get in there and eat them, and cantaloupes. There's a lot of crops coming on that hogs do great damage to and cost farmers lots and lots of money. Now, everybody that reads my newspaper column or listens to our radio shows each week, you know that I love to hunt hogs. But I also don't have large hay meadows, and I'm not a farmer, you know, where I lose thousands of dollars to hogs. Today, we're going to talk about a very effective way to control hogs. Now, hogs are I guarantee you, everybody that hunts them or has them that causes damage knows that wild hogs are nocturnal 90% of the time. Now, Justin Larson is our guest today. Now, Justin is with a company called Night Sight, and the website is NITESITEUSA.com. Justin has his company has a unit that mounts on a rifle scope. And it has an attachment that mounts on the end of the scope, too. There's a little screen that mounts on top of your rifle scope and an adapter. And when you look at this screen, you're looking at your crosshairs, and you don't have to re-zero anything. In other words, the image of the crosshairs on your little screen on top of your scope is zeroed with your scope. So we're going to talk about this. It's an awesome way to control hog problems. Justin, are you with us today, buddy?
Glad to be here. Thanks, Luke, for having me on.
Well, I thought it would be a good time to get you on, Justin, because corn crops are planted. I know two or three farmers that are having a fit. These hogs will go right down the row of corn, and they will sniff out every kernel, and it looks like a little furrow when they go in there and eat that corn. But they do a lot of damage. I like to hunt hogs at night, and I use one of the night sights for that. You can go out, folks, with a pitch-dark night, no moon, and you can shoot hogs. I've killed one about 2 weeks ago that was 90 yards out, but I saw him coming 150 yards away. So, Justin, this technology, it really does bridge a gap, it's made available to a lot of folks because of the price, isn't it?
It is, and that's what our goal was. And in the beginning, it was pest control, and then obviously predator control. And then living from Utah, I had to get educated on the Texas and surrounding states, hog damage that they're doing to the crops. But once I found that out, without a doubt, this product is tailor-made to help with this solution. It's an all-in-one solution. It's affordable. You can identify your target from 100 to almost 550 yards. You can see their eyes. They glow out like flashlights. And so wherever you want to pull the trigger on that hog, you're watching that hog come in, and it's a deadly addition to hog control.
It is, Justin. And you know, it's not just the eyes you see, like with a spotlight. You know, a lot of our listeners that's hunted with lights at night, you know, the eyes are basically all you see on a dark animal from a distance. But you can actually, we were setting in a box blind. This was up in Palo Pinto County about a month ago, 3 weeks, a month ago, on a turkey hunt. And that night, I had a 270, a Ruger number one, rigged up with the night sight. Mark Billette, the guy that runs the ranch, we wanted to go. That's the first time I really had a chance to shoot, to harvest a hog with it. But we got in a box blind over an old stock tank near the Brazos River. And there's a unit, a sister unit, folks, to this thing. It's called a spotter. You don't have to have the spotter, but it's strictly a viewer. It's got a focus on it and a zoom. So it's like a binocular in a sense, but you can see just as well through it as you can the night sight. Well, I'm watching through the spotter, and the guy that runs the ranch told me, Randy, he says, "You hear the hogs squealing? They're down on the river. They were a quarter of a mile away." Well, I started looking through the spotter, and you could see, 200 yards, 300 yards, about 150 yards, the hogs came out of the brush. There was about 8 or 10 of them. And I could literally see the ears on these hogs, Justin, at 150 yards. And I told Mark, I said, "Get ready, buddy." So he had the 270, the rifle there with the night sight and a little screen on top, so our listeners can visualize this. He said he picked them up out there about 100, a little over 100, when they came into his view. Well, he waited until they got right up there. We had a corn feeder out there and shot one about 100 yards away, really. When they broke out of the brush, they were right there on that corn. But a perfect shot. And what took me a little time to get used to, Justin, is the fact that the image of the crosshairs on top of the scope, on the little screen, if your scope is sighted in, it's simply it's the same image that you would see if you were looking down, the same sight picture that you would see if you were looking down the scope in a conventional manner, isn't it?
It is. We like to use the analogy. It's basically that infrared camera replaces your eye. So it takes that crosshairs and puts it up on that 3.5-inch LCD screen. So you're in a relaxed setting with your heads up and both eyes on that screen. If you've got a buddy with you, you know, he can also see that screen and watch the hogs with you, and also enjoy the shot that you're taking on the hogs, and both of you can be a part of that, the target acquisition and the shot.
You bet. Now, the one that I have is the NS200, the one I bought back, 3 months ago. It's all I would ever need, because even in daylight conditions with a conventional scope, I seldom shoot over a couple of hundred yards at hogs. Usually it's pretty close order work. But the fact is, you can use this thing at night, and you can definitely see the animals well enough to get that crosshair on them and shoot them out to that range. I know there's even more powerful units available, but with the power comes added cost. I understand that. But the 200... to me, I think would serve the purpose for most people hunting hogs, Justin.
Yes, sir. And that's our most popular model, just for that very reason. It's ideal for the distances that you're seeing them. Past that, if you have the budget, the folks that are buying that upper model usually don't take a further shot. They're usually taking the same distance shot, but they're able to watch that target come in to wherever they're either feeding or got corn or Fox Pro or however they're bringing them in, or maybe they know what field they're coming into. But further out, they can identify and see how many there are. But by far, the unit that you just mentioned, and we still have plenty of those in stock to get out to customers, is our most popular model, just because that's the range of about 250 yards or less.
You bet. Well, before we wrap our show up today, Justin, I want you to lead folks to the website with the videos. And if you watch the video, you will instantly get the idea how this thing works. But, you know, I'm really thinking right now the big problem is agricultural and hay meadows. You know, Justin, I know you're not down here in Texas, but, you know, you can say – have a 25 or a 2,500 acre hay meadow, and a lot of people have big hay meadows in northeast Texas, all over Texas, really. But, you know, the fact is, those hogs get in there, especially coastal Bermuda grass. They love those roots and the grubs that are in there. They're down there rooting for the grubs, and I've seen some things that you can roll a truck over in them. They're that deep. So you could set up, say, on the edge of a if you don't have a field or a cornfield, most any farmer will grant you permission once you they understand you're a safe and ethical person. They will grant you permission to set up at night over their cornfield. And I don't know how hogs know it, but when you start planting corn, they come. You might not see a hog for, assuming you're in hog country, you might not see a hog for 3 months, but you start planting corn, they'll be there. So it's an affordable way to eradicate. You're not going to eradicate them, but it will certainly control their numbers, Justin.
It'll help. And when we start to talk about it, there's a lot of people that say, you know, for that price, something's not adding up. It's too good to be true. So we encourage you to do your homework. Go to YouTube and get third-party reviews. Get what it looks like there, or demos, and get to see what this looks like. Our goal is to get this out to hunters that may not have an $8,000, $10,000 budget for other night vision products that are out there. And they're all good, but for what you're spending, around $800 for the very model that you mentioned, the NS200, is for bang for the buck, just an ideal solution for hogs. So I would like to mention the website one more time, if that's all right.
Sure.
It's www.nitesiteusa.com. We link to some YouTube videos. And take your time to look at that, look at those videos, see the images. You can, at 100, 200 yards, depending on your scope, you can see the hairs on a cat's back. And when we tell that to people, you know, they hesitate a little bit until they find out, you know, we've sold well over 6,000 units. We're not getting them back. And time and time again, my mailbox is full of testimonials and thank yous that this thing is working great for their application. Oftentimes it's just raccoons or rats or something in their barn. It may not always be hogs, but I'll tell you, for hogs, it fits the bill.
It's tailor-made. Well, I've always had my career, as most of our listeners and readers that followed me through the years, it's always been about, as an outdoors writer, basically, I have a chance to see and learn a lot of things. And my goal, when something works that will help people, I want to get the word out. And this unit right here that's, you know, affordable will help people, save them lots and lots of money getting some of these hogs off the agricultural crops and in the hay fields, the hay meadows. So it's a neat unit. And I do would like to tell people again, that website is nitesiteusa.com. And once they're there, and if they take the time to watch a couple of videos, they'll get the picture easily by watching the videos. Justin,
absolutely,
thank you a lot, buddy, for being with us. And we'll get you back again, and we'll try to, you know, shed some more light on the night site.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, and anytime. Thank you very much.
Well, folks, that pretty much wraps up our show today. I appreciate you being with us. Today's show has been made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org. Snap Lock Hunting Blinds. These blinds are lightweight, dry, and set up in minutes. The website is snaplockhuntingblinds.com. Sniper Hog Lights. That's Sniper, H-A-W-G, lights.com. The Raptor Razor, which is the tool I use for skinning and butchering game animals. That website is raptorazor.com. Night Sight, a unit that mounts on your scope and lights up the world at night for hunting hogs. That website is nightsightusa.com. NITESITEUSA.com. Darton Archery, makers of compound bows and crossbows. That's dartonarchery.com. And of course, Catfish Radio, where I do a weekly hour-long hunting and fishing show. That's catfishradio.com. Folks, tune in this time next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.